your LinkedIn company page is also really important to present trust and credibility when it comes to your business and company. Your employees have probably got 10 times the amount of followers of your company page. So really try to encourage your employees to share your company's content on their own personal LinkedIn profile. When you connect with someone, make sure that you personalize your connection request. Remember that you're connecting not with a robot, but you're connecting with a human.
Hi everyone, welcome to this episode of the Make It Happen show, where it's time for you to make it happen. In these implementation sessions, we're joined by an industry expert who will take you through in detail how to make it happen in your business. These are full of implementable actions, so get your pens ready, take notes, and be ready to apply these to your business. Let's get into it.
Hi, my name is Nathan Reich, and I'm the CEO and founder of Content Chemistry. We're a digital marketing agency and a HubSpot Gold partner based in Sydney. We help funded startups and small to medium-sized businesses who want more leads and customers, but lack a sales and marketing engine to drive that growth. And here at Content Chemistry, we love LinkedIn. Why? Well, it's a business-to-business or a B2B goldmine. It's the go-to platform to get in front of professionals, influencers, and importantly, decision makers. It's basically the B2B equivalent of Facebook minus the memes. But what makes LinkedIn so amazing is that professionals come to that platform because they're ready to do business and they're ready to consume content. So it makes it really a content marketing powerhouse for your business. And look, nothing really comes close to LinkedIn when it comes to its B2B targeting options. Like, you can target prospects by location, industry, company size, seniority, job title, and it really enables marketers and businesses to get their brand in front of the right people at the right time. It's also an excellent tool to drive brand awareness and to drive super qualified leads. Just some stats on LinkedIn. There's over 750 million professionals on LinkedIn. 4 out of 5 members are decision makers in their company. And it's also been touted as the number one lead generation platform with conversion rates 3 times higher than other ad platforms, including Facebook and Google. And importantly, it's been voted as the most trustworthy social network. So you can see why we love it and why businesses, especially in that B2B space, are very active on LinkedIn. So today I wanted to cover off 5 things that you can do to get started with LinkedIn. Number one, we're going to look at how you can optimize your LinkedIn profile. Number two, why you should grow your LinkedIn professional network. Number three, why you should share valuable and consistent content. Number four, how you can optimize your LinkedIn company page. And number five, how you can leverage LinkedIn ads to drive leads for your business. So let's jump into the first tip, how you can optimize your LinkedIn profile. Well, your LinkedIn profile, it's like the website of your business. It's the first place that people come to check you out and see whether they want to trust you, connect with you, and do business with you. So here's a couple of little tips when it comes to optimizing your LinkedIn profile. Number one is to customize your LinkedIn profile URL. So what do we mean by that? Well, by default, when you create a LinkedIn profile, LinkedIn will normally have your name, and then they'll add a bunch of random numbers at the end of the URL. But what you can do, you can delete those numbers and just have a really nice, clean first name, last name as the URL. So that's our first little tip. The second tip is to have a photo. Put a professional photo of yourself on LinkedIn, but try and make it professional. Research shows that having a professional photo versus not having a photo gets 14 times more profile views. So that's another little tip. And also what you can do is behind your photo, there's a cover image or a background image. You can upload an image there, maybe of your branding or your color palette. That can also level up your professional branding. A third little tip for your profile is to, obviously, you've got your job title there and it'll automatically pull your job title in as the headline. But we really recommend using that headline as your elevator pitch or your value proposition. It's some of the most important real estate on your LinkedIn profile. So a few little tips there. You want to describe who you are, who you help, and how you help them. So for example, you could say on your headline, I help small to medium-sized businesses to grow their business better through inbound marketing, just as an example. But you can just swatch it up yourself, but you want to make it something that is really punchy and really makes it obvious who and what you do. The next little tip is to add an about section. So this is a little bit more detail about who you are, your business, and how you can help people. It's like a mini CV, and it's a great way, though, to drive leads as well. So here you can include your skills, your experience, but you can also add your contact information, a phone number, an email address, and your website to drive leads for your business as well. And then obviously, finally, just to make sure that you have a really complete experience, job and work history there as well to have a complete profile. So that's our first tip, is optimizing your LinkedIn profile. The next tip is really looking at why should you grow your LinkedIn professional network? Well, there's a saying that the money is in the email list, and it really is the same with LinkedIn. The more contacts and connections you have in your network, the more likely you are to get eyeballs on your profile and then hopefully on your website. And basically, LinkedIn gives you the ability to do that. And the more that you publish content, like content, share content, etc., the more that your reach is getting out there and getting in front of the right person who hopefully at some point wants to do a deal with you. Just a little pro tip on growing your network. LinkedIn has actually capped the amount of connection requests to 100 per week. So that works out to be about 20 per business day. Now, that's a pretty good goal. So if you're wanting to obviously stay within that cap limit, you want to really make sure that who you're reaching out to, you're really targeting by quality, not so much over quantity. So think about what kind of industries do you want to target, what job titles, etc. But if you reach out to 100 people a month, that equates to over 5,000 people every single year for your LinkedIn profile. And additional tools like LinkedIn Sales Navigator also can really supercharge this by enabling you to really zero in and laser target exactly the people that you want to connect with in your network. A couple of other little pro tips when it comes to reaching out and growing your network is when you connect with someone, make sure that you personalize your connection request. Remember that you're connecting not with a robot, but you're connecting with a human. So use their name, maybe try to mention something that you have in common. Maybe it's a mutual connection or a mutual group that you're in, or maybe you're in the same industry, but just try to have something that you can, some sort of common ground that you can share when you connect with that person.
Hi everyone, I just wanted to jump in here to let you know if you're enjoying this episode, it doesn't need to stop here. We've taken this episode plus all the other episodes and also video footage from the interviews and made it available for free. There's also a bunch of fantastic guides, tools and resources you can use to grow your business. To grab those tools, just go to www.the-entourage.com/podcast. Right, let's get back into the show.
The other little tip I wanted to share is that just to avoid that kind of, and we've all had them, that spammy, automated, generic messaging. Like when you connect with someone, that's fine. Maybe a follow-up message to sort of share some useful content or resources, or maybe point them to your website. But just leave it at that. No one wants to be spammed 5 or 7 times with an automated message. Well, our third tip is really about content, and why and how you should share valuable and consistent content on LinkedIn. So as we mentioned earlier, like, LinkedIn is a content marketing powerhouse. And at the end of the day, it is a social network and it does reward engagement. So just spending 10 minutes a day can help you to grow your network, to reach out with people that you want to connect with, but also to share valuable content on your network as well. So you might want to share maybe your own post, or you could even write a LinkedIn article, which is like LinkedIn's blog platform. But you also want to share content from your company blog and maybe some other thought leaders and other people in your network as well. So just a little tip in terms of content and sharing is that your goal should really be to share content that solves a problem for your prospects. It solves a frustration or a challenge that they're having. If you can do that, you'll grow your network organically and people will love the content that you're producing. Another great little tip is to join LinkedIn groups. So just like Facebook, LinkedIn has their own bunch of groups that you can either create or join. And that's also a great way to connect with like-minded professionals and to grow that network. And this is a little tip in terms of how often to share content and what type of content to share. So LinkedIn has a 5-3-2 rule. So what that means is for every 10 posts on LinkedIn, try to share 5 of them. Try to share content for 5 of those posts. 3 of those posts can be your own original content. And then 2 of those posts should be ideally entertaining, fun content that gives your brand a bit of character. So 5-3-2 rule can really help you with your content marketing plan. And one of the points as well to think about is, even if your company page does have a lot of followers, research shows that your employees have probably got 10 times the amount of followers of your company page. So really try to encourage your employees to share your company's content on their own personal LinkedIn profile. Get them to share it, to like it, to comment on it. That's going to really boost massively the reach of your company's content. What about how many times to post on LinkedIn? Well, research from HubSpot suggests the sweet spot is about 2 to 5 posts per week. And the best days to post are Tuesdays through to Fridays and during business hours as well. Well, our fourth little tip is optimizing your LinkedIn company page. So just like your personal LinkedIn profile is important for your personal brand, your LinkedIn company page is also really important to present trust and credibility when it comes to your business and company. And research from LinkedIn shows that businesses that have a completed company page get 30% more views than those that don't. So just like your personal profile, you want to upload your logo. You want to make sure that you link to your website URL. You have your business address on there, your industry, your company size. But also, you also have the opportunity for some branding behind the logo. It's called a cover image. So you can upload maybe an image there or a graphic or some branding. But that will really, again, level up the professionalism of your company page. And you want to use your company page to share company news, blog posts, maybe what you've done in the community, product updates, but also a whole range of content. So like ebooks, white papers, reports, videos, webinars, polls, and even slide share decks. And this is really what differentiates LinkedIn from Facebook, Instagram, and other platforms, is that it is really designed for content, especially not just like images and memes and stuff like that, but it really is focusing on that really in-depth you know, professional content like a white paper and a report. So it's ideal for that. What I wanted to also mention is connection requests. So LinkedIn, when you create a company page, it gives you the ability to invite up to 100 connections or people straight away. So take advantage of that. That's a great way to take your company page from zero to at least 100 straight away. Recommend using a social media calendar tool like HubSpot or others to actually plan your content on a weekly and a monthly basis. And another really cool tip that LinkedIn has, they've got these content suggestions in the company page. And what it does, it suggests content that's popular, that's trending, and that is relevant to your business. So maybe it's in your industry, maybe it's relevant to people with the same job titles or companies as you. It's a really great way to jump in there, maybe share some content, and it gives you some great ideas for your content calendar as well. LinkedIn also suggests employee milestones, so maybe work anniversaries that you can share, and also other content where your company has been tagged or mentioned. So that's another great way to be across content and to share that as well. The fifth tip, guys, is to really leverage LinkedIn ads to drive your leads for your business. And this is really our most favorite part of LinkedIn is using LinkedIn to drive leads. And that's using the LinkedIn Campaign Manager. Now, we're going to just really cover off some of the basics here, but we've written a 4,000 word blog post on everything you need to know about LinkedIn Campaign Manager. So I'll put that link in the comments below. But basically, in a nutshell, you can use LinkedIn ads to drive brand awareness, website traffic, engagement, video views, and also, as we said, lead generation. This is a great little piece of research. It shows that 80% of B2B leads generated from social media come from LinkedIn. So what's the lesson? Well, if you're not using LinkedIn to drive leads in your business, you're really leaving leads on the table. It's an awesome platform to drive leads for your business. And similar to Google and Facebook ads, you can set a daily budget or a campaign budget for your advertising campaigns. And LinkedIn offers a range of different types of ad formats. You can sponsor content, there's video ads, there's carousel ads, there's message ads, which used to be called sponsored email, there's dynamic ads, and as we said, there's lead generation ads as well. So a couple of little pro tips when it comes to LinkedIn ads. 85% of social media videos are played without sound. So consider adding subtitles to your video ads. Number two, keep your videos short. Research also suggests that videos that are 30 seconds or less have a 200% better completion rate than those that are longer. And when it comes to LinkedIn lead generation, you can use both LinkedIn's native lead generation form, which auto-populates contact information from your lead, which is really cool. And also our experience has been the cost per lead of that is a lot lower, up to 50% lower than driving leads to your landing page and converting them that way through your sales funnel. So something to think about there. So look, today we've taken an absolute whirlwind through LinkedIn, and I hope you can see why it's such an amazing platform to grow your business, especially if you're in the business to business or B2B space and you're using content marketing to drive website traffic, leads, and sales. So here at Content Chemistry, we love all things content marketing. We love LinkedIn. And if you'd like to learn more about us, please visit contentchemistry.com.au. You can also check us out on LinkedIn as well and follow us there on Instagram. But we'd love to help you out. And feel free to subscribe to our blog. As we said, we've got a bunch of really in-depth resources and guides on LinkedIn, on SEO, on content marketing, Google Ads, HubSpot, and a bunch of other things. So hope you've enjoyed the chat today, and feel free to connect with me. I'd love that, and all the best in growing your business.
Thanks for tuning into this episode of the Make It Happen show. I hope you enjoyed the conversation. And it doesn't need to end there. We've actually gone and grabbed a whole bunch of extra resources for you. Behind the scenes footage, videos from this and all the other episodes, as well as show notes that you can grab for free. Just head along to www.the-entourage.com/podcast and you can grab all those extra resources. Thanks for tuning in, and I cannot wait to introduce you to our next guest on the next episode.